This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, Matt Ford. This is the podcast where we follow the highs and lows of the FPL teams of some of the country's funniest people.
Joining us this week is comedian, poet and manager of The Post Office. It's Tim Key.
Tim Key!
Oh, you're squeezing out a fart there?
No, I've got terrible back pain.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. My back is just destroyed.
I've had a lot of lower back issues.
And what can I do about it?
Well, for me, the two best things that I've ever done are something called Reformer Pilates, which is the Pilates where you get a machine.
You're the second person to tell me about that this week.
I was actually telling Matt. And the other thing I did is lots of walking.
Okay.
Walk. I think that was also the secret for David Mitchell as well.
So he's had lower back pain as well.
Yeah, his memoir is called Backstory, which is quite clever. Really clever. What's your one called, John?
It's not me, it's you.
Oh, that's good as well. That's very good.
It's not an autobiography. I don't know what I'd call my autobiography. That's more of a sort of half-imagined sort of novel kind of thing that I'm in.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a monstrosity,
a good...
is what it is. You've got books now, haven't you? Does a poetry book count as a book?
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, well, I'm doing the publicity round, so I've probably got to sort of back it as a book.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sort
really?
Of leave... Yeah.
Okay. Stick with it.
I think the bare minimum I want to sort of get out there is that it's a book.
I mean, I will say a cracker is not a book. So in terms of moving from writing on crackers onto actual paper.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. I did write on cracker. I thought you were sort of making some kind of, you know, dig at me writing, you know, cracker jokes.
No, I'm talking about our shared history together where I've come and seen your show and you hilariously had a cracker inside an old floppy disk case and you'd pull it out and read the poem. I loved it.
I did that for maybe about 5-10 years after the actual sort of mini disc had become obsolete.
Yeah, which made it better.
Yeah, it did. When I first started doing it, that was a household object that I was holding. And people were like, "What? Well, so what? He's found like a plastic case for us. Why has he done that? Has he got a props person who's made a case for his cracker?"
How many people in the country do you think have got one of those plastic banana guards?
Wow.
I think if you live long enough, somebody buys you one of them.
I probably think quite a lot. I mean, you've got to remember how many people are in the country. I'd say maybe 40,000 people own a plastic banana guard.
No, it's about 30. Lower.
No.
Lower.
Hundreds of thousands.
No, no,
you could
no.
Sell out. You'd sell out Wembley.
No, no, it's a niche product. That more people will have butt plugs than they have those things.
Wow, wait. Well, no one's denying that.
Are you counting each individual plug? Because there's 10 on a chain, in my experience.
No. I actually, it's a learning experience, isn't it? I had no idea how many butt plugs were on a chain.
You'll be doing it.
It does look like you're implementing one at the moment, though, Matt, in all fairness.
Oh, yeah, such terrible.
And wriggling.
The problem is now, when I am getting taxis, I think the driver thinks that I'm being rude because I'm wincing a lot, and I think they think I'm going the wrong way or that I'm judging them. So I got in a taxi today from Euston, and every time, sort of every corner and every speed hump, and I was sort of And he went, oh, I'm only going this way, mate, because there's roadworks on Finchley Road. I was like, no, 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 I've got back pain. It's absolutely fine.
You know what? I had the opposite, where when I got my worst back pain, I was on tour, and my tour manager, Dougie, was driving, and it started to really hurt, and it was sciatica. And I started, he was telling this really, to be fair to the guy, pretty boring story. And the more he told it, the more I sort of leaned closer and closer to him. as if I was hanging on his every word.
He sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, do you remember any of the details of the story?
Oh, God, I wish I could. It wasn't that kind of story. I mean, I was in so much pain. Maybe it was, I mean, I can give you an example story that he used to tell.
Yeah.
But it's not boring, this story. And he was very engaging company. But his sister definitely did teach Chris Hoy the guitar.
Wow.
It's more of a sort of opening line on Only Connect than an anecdote, isn't it?
Not an anecdote, is it?
You can fit it on a cracker.
It is if you ask supplementary questions, isn't it? If you just leave it at that. But
oh, God, I can't think. I like it as a fact, but there is not a follow-up question I give a flying shit about.
Chris Hoy any good?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Wow. That would be your follow-up question, was Chris Hoy any good? My follow-up question, personally, would be, what's the Chris Hoy like?
Okay. I guess it's a similar question, but in a different way, isn't it? I'm breaking that question down into different strands. So was he any good? Was he a good pupil? Do you think he practiced in between lessons?
Honestly,
did his fingers bleed? Was it a Spanish guitar? Was it a Yamaha? Electric? What are we talking? Was this private lessons? Was this in school?
This is all very well, Matt, but I think I'm going to have to take you right back to the moment you said pupil, and we'll just have a
Yes, thank you.
What do you
ask
mean?
Ask him to say what your parents' sister is called.
What's my parents' sister called, please, Matt?
Oh, an auntie.
An auntie, yes, very good. Very
what do you mean?
Good.
What? Hang on, what's going on here? I feel like I'm being bullied by the older boys.
That's not how you say it.
Auntie, auntie and uncle.
Auntie.
No, that's like if you're against something. What are you talking? How do you say it, Tim? You're a man of language.
Auntie. But what's happened here, Matt, with all so much respect, the way I'm saying it is sort of quite traditional Southern way of saying it. John's getting his classic grumpy Northerner persona on, as per. The way you're saying it doesn't fit in anywhere. No one calls their auntie their auntie.
The auntie?
Don't say
auntie
anything.
And uncle. Well, look, this is the whole point. I'm from the Midlands, aren't I? So it's in between the North and the South, and maybe that's why my pronunciation is...
If we revisit pupil now, Tim, you'll find you've got very little problem with it once you know about auntie.
What's wrong with pupil?
Pupil!
What is the matter with you two?
By the way, Matt, you've put two Y's in there. I don't know where they've come from or what they're doing in there, but you say pupil. It's insane.
What do you say, the pupil?
No, of course I don't. Of course you no. No, 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 no.
How do you say it then?
Pupil. There is one Y in there.
That's how I said it.
Eye hole.
Eye hole.
Can I go back to Chris Hoy? And your follow-up question is, Sir Chris Hoy, is he any good at cycling? Can I suggest that anyone who devotes their life to cycling is not good at anything else?
Oh, dear.
Is that a controversial view?
It's a terrible view.
Would just cycling or all sort of Olympic dreams?
No, I think cycling is the worst because they don't even do it outside where it's meant to be done. They take a thing that is only fun done for a little bit on a Sunday afternoon and do it relentlessly indoors.
Do you not think you do that with comedy?
Yeah, but comedy's different every time, isn't it? You know?
Well, every race is different. Just to repeat, is it?
I mean, it is literally going. Sometimes there's somebody in front of you and sometimes there isn't. But you are going round and round in the same direction. There's no point to it.
Do you know someone who does do it?
Chris Hoy.
Your friend of mine, Bill Key.
Does he?
He's part of a cycling club called the Cam Rollers. And he's in his late 70s now. And they cycle every week. And he's not the slowest. He's not the quickest. But he hasn't switched. There's a couple of them who switched to electric bikes.
Oh,
and I'm sure you have a view on those people, John.
Yeah, well, continue that evolution. Get a car, drive somewhere fun, have a nice day out, go home
again. I can't believe that Mr. Eco Warrior is telling people to get off their bikes and go into cars.
electric bikes and electric cars. Bill Key is not, he's not cycling round and round a track, though, with the Cam Rollers. The Cam Rollers say, let's have a jaunt out to Wim or wherever's near Cam.
Yeah.
And what do they, lovely.
What do they do on their jaunt, do you think? How do you think it sort of unravels?
Pub crawl. Yeah. It's a pub crawl.
Yeah. Well, actually, they stop at a pub, and my dad has a pint of lime soda.
Oh, very responsible.
He's not there for the lash. He doesn't drink on Christmas Day either.
Why not?
Well, you say why not? He does, but his press release very much says that he doesn't. But try spending a Christmas Day with him. He's lashed.
He sounds great. Does he play FPL?
Does he what?
Play Fantasy Premier League.
Now then, I knew that was going to come up.
That's a link.
Well, my agent has been scrupulously calling it football fantasy for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Your team's called the Post Office.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, I've got to say, the priorities when putting that team together had everything to do with it was just speed. Now, I can't remember calling it the Post Office, so...
Can you remember where you were when you were doing the team?
Sat right here, and I said to my agent, she said, should we just do it now while I'm on the phone? yes, because I know myself. I had so much I needed to do, I would have definitely spent 3 hours doing it. So we went through, she said, team name, post office, and then started picking players. And we had a great time. She was just saying a few players. I'm like, yeah, that one. And then sometimes I'd think of one I wanted and she'd find them and put them in. and then eventually we got to the team and I said, how much does that come to? And she said, oh, you're actually £200,000 over. And so we had to one person out, put one person in, get rid of a Brighton player because we had five, and then we're going. We're in. That's the team. And I like the team. She read it back to me. I'm like, fantastic. I mean, it's a good team, I think.
It is. There are a few issues with it. You've got Trippier at left back and he's got a broken foot.
Now then, can I just say one thing in my defence?
Sure.
We were scheduled to do this interview about... 2 weeks ago, I think, before the broken foot, and in between selecting Trippier and the foot, I think he'd scored two goals and had clean feet.
Yes, it was initially... Well, but then this is a guess about how you play the game, isn't it? Some people stay on top of the admin. Some people just pick a team and leave it at that. Is that... Which
one? What do you think I've done?
I think you picked the team and left it at that. But is that... does that reflect your wider approach to life? Do you get stuff done and leave it, or are you a tinker man?
Listen, I'm not above getting my Ranieri on, but I feel with this, I played it 1 year, and I am all or nothing. I'm tinkering, I'm looking at it, and I feel like I just don't do it anymore for those reasons. And then when this came up, it was, deep breath, go back in, get some men on the pitch and see what they can do.
You've got a player I had to Google. 27 Good. Weeks into FBL is new to me. I'd okay. never heard of Lewis Dobbin.
That was my agent's choice. I gave her a free swing.
Right.
She went for Lewis Dobbin. I'd love to be able to tell you which club he plays for. Can you give me multiple choice of three clubs that Lewis Dobbin might play for?
I can. He plays for either Watford, Everton or Newcastle.
Lewis Dobbin. Well, maybe he plays for Newcastle.
He doesn't. He plays for Everton and he will be playing against Newcastle in the upcoming game week.
Oh, does he start, Dobbin?
I don't think so. No.
Could Matt just describe what you think Dobbin might look like?
I'd already Googled him when John was saying that, so I know what he looks like, but I can describe him for you if you like.
I'd love to hear what Dobbin looks like.
He's a handsome mixed-race footballer with his hair shaved at the sides, small amount of hair on top, and lovely, good-looking, looks like a very sweet man. I'd guess perhaps Christianity runs in the family. He looks clean living, looks clever. I imagine he did well at GCSE level, perhaps even as A-levels. And I think after football, will firstly, any taking some football, I don't think he'll fritter away. I think he will invest in things like property. I think he'll be using the Vanguard platform to invest in the markets, because he will know that with the Bank of England base rate, even with suspected increases, his money's just not going to work for him. I think that's the sort of guy he is.
Can I just ask one follow-up question? Glasses?
Not on the pitch.
I thought maybe Dobbin might have sort of quite big, sort of chunky glasses.
I think they would suit him. The sort of Michael Caine style would definitely suit him.
Yes.
I've got to say, I've absolutely adored your analysis of Dobbin.
In terms of this podcast, what's become apparent, and you say you've done FPL before and you've taken a deliberate sort of back seat so as not to lose too much of your life to it. This year has been very much, there are five players that everybody has. Salah, Cancelo. I see you've got Fernandes in there. He's very popular. And if you've got those same spines in your team, Bowen, you're going to do all right. Very rarely do we have a guest on who comes out of nowhere and says, nobody's looking at Lewis Dobbin. And I'll tell you now, if Lewis Dobbin gets on this weekend and scores a goal, people are going to think that Tim Key knows his shit.
A little bit of egg on Emily Dean's face, I think, if Dobbin bags a brace.
Absolutely.
Both your teams have had some interesting times, haven't they, over the last two or three weeks? Not non-fantasy teams. I was in Leicester when Leicester went out of the cup to your beloved Nottingham Forest, man.
We battered them.
It's fantastic. And will you go up, do you think?
I think we had such a bad start that it still is difficult. But the form we're in, what again at the weekend?
Yeah.
Just think, if we can get to the playoffs, I'd fancy us, actually. And I never would have thought that before.
There's about four or five teams, which is crazy they're not in there. And you're one of them.
Swindon.
Who are the other four?
Well, I always find it nuts that Sheffield Wednesday aren't in there. And to be honest, I mean, I might be a generational thing, but I always think it's a bit weird that QPR aren't knocking about somewhere in 14th.
Yeah.
It's to do with who was in the Premier League when you were a teenager, isn't it?
It is. It's who your initial... I used to play the league ladders.
Yes.
At the start of the season in Shoot, you'd get this sort of cardboard league ladder that came with it. And then you blue tack that to your wall. And then you cut out all of the little football team. And then they go in your league ladder. And then every Sunday morning, you go to your league ladder and you take them out, put them down and change the order of your first division, as it was then. And I absolutely loved my league ladder.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about that.
It was a nice resource for following football with. You would then always know, you know, where Luton were. There's another one. Luton should be in there.
Having Luton in the Premier League, are you?
Well, you know, back in the day, Luton were an absolute fixture, and they had sort of things like the Steen brothers and, Harford, yeah, Ricky
Priest,
Hill,
Wallace, yeah, Priest,
Tim Breaker.
Phenomenal sort of, side. Kingsley Black.
Kingsley Black, Les Seeley.
Oh! You know,
they weren't pissing about Luton. I think they might even have had Roy Wegley at one point.
Yeah, and they won the League Cup in 1988.
Wow.
Finalists in 1989, lost to Nottingham Forest. Nigel Clough with two and Neil Webb with one.
Ooh, the postman.
Yes, yeah. He ended up being a postman, Neil Webb. I remember once, actually, the last time Forest got promoted was when we got promoted from League One to the Championship quite a while ago now. And on the last game of the season, it was a huge pitch invasion. I ran on the pitch and got the ball, and I've still got it. I've still got the football from the last time Forest got promoted.
No.
Neil Webb was just stood sort of on the pitch on his own. So everyone goes on the pitch, there's a whole thing. They're walking off and Neil Webb was just stood there. I went, Neil Webb? And he went, oh, yeah. I said, wow. And he just went, yeah. It was just sort of, he must have been at the game and then decided to go on the pitch for a bit on his own. It was very strange.
What was he playing that day?
No, this was like naughty.
In his postman stuff, did he have his bag?
Yeah, just some mail that needed delivering and he'd, halfway through his round. I think perhaps he'd been a guest or he'd gone with someone. But at that point, because I had the football with me, I stuck it up my jumper and was just really fixated on getting out of the stadium without someone taking that ball off me. I knew I had an object from history.
Are you in your house now? Can you get the ball?
Yeah, do you want to see it?
Yeah, I'd love to see the ball.
Okay, hold on, I'll go and get it. It's in the other room.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't want to tease you, Tim, as well. But he's also got the autograph of Clement Attlee knocking around in there somewhere.
Wow. I've got. Well, I collected some autographs when I was little, but as an adult, I've collected three autographs. How about you, as an adult?
Well, we had a conversation. I got Marcelo Bielsa's this morning because I drove to the training ground to wave him off the last time he left Leeds United because I can't bear the thought that he's gone. So we led to a conversation about autographs. And in the last week, I've acquired Rick Mayall and John Candy.
Are you buying autographs?
Yeah, I go on eBay and I buy them and somebody sends them to me and I go, ooh, and then I go to Habitat and I buy a nice frame and put it up on my wall.
That's fantastic. I've got three autographs as an adult. And they are Galton and Simpson and Barry Cryer.
Oh, great. Very cool.
I met Barry Cryer, you know, about 10 years ago. And I said, I mean, this is a bit mad, a bit much probably. Barry, can I get your autograph? He was fantastic. I bet you worked with him.
Yeah, he was the first person I did a Radio 4 panel game with, and not to typecast myself, but I turned up about 2 hours early with a notepad to work on all my quips. Cryer rocked up and he said, nah, I'll take you to the pub. Took me to the pub, bought me a couple of beers. Absolute legend.
Got you drunk beforehand?
Who bought me a couple of beers? I mean, it was like 3 o'clock and we went on to like seven. I'd probably turned up far too early. It wasn't quiz. Or it wasn't just, you know, it was a panel game that Barry Cryer rocks up and thinks, this is doing one series. Calm down, young buck.
You wouldn't do that on Have, would you?
Wouldn't do that on Have. No, wouldn't do that on Sorry. This would have been something called, like, It'll Be All Right Tomorrow. And it, like, ran for 6 episodes and then we all just moved on. Never talked about it.
Would you do that on I'm? Are you allowed to do that on I'm?
I think you can have a brandy on I'm.
Well, you see, I did Loose the other day, and back in the day, after Loose...
Women or ends?
That's a good question. I'd assumed women. Of course it's ends.
I'd love to see you on Loose Women.
You got this football, Matthew?
I have.
Oh,
I've still got like, mud marks on it. You can see it's slightly deflated now.
Yeah.
Like Nottingham Forest.
Nice. Oh, yeah, Chris Commons scored with that. Lewis McGugan. It was a great game.
Would you ever try and get it signed by Commons and McGugan?
Maybe. I think if they were Premier League players, it might be different. I mean, the fact that we were third division at the time is like, mm-hmm. I don't know. No disrespect to any of that fantastic side, Junior Agogo.
Bit of disrespect, though.
Well, it's more that, in a way, it's cooler unsigned, I think.
Yeah, no disrespect, but they would devalue it by signing it, is what you're saying.
No, I just think it's a historical artifact.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I know when I see disrespect. That's one of the more disrespectful things I think I've seen for a while, that these players aren't worthy of signing the ball that they got their promotion.
Yeah. Well, get your hands off it. So, Tim...
Yeah.
We always offer a prize to our guests should they beat us in the upcoming week of FPL fixes. It sounds like we sort of owe you something anyway because you've implied that you've had some pretty stonking weeks since you picked the team that has now fallen apart.
Yeah, this is pretty unfair because I think that week I had Trippier brought home the bacon, Sterling brought home pork belly. I mean, he was on fire. And then I think that Trippier doesn't do it anymore. And Sterling sort of calmed down a little bit. So, I mean, are you talking about my performance in the coming Saturday?
Yeah, well, that is the stick by which we measure ourselves. It's the Manchester Derby next weekend.
I'll take that on. I mean, I don't mind. I'll get my agent to put a substitute in for Trippier. Who have I got on the bench?
Well, you've got Dobbin on the bench. It seems obscene that you would even contemplate picking anyone other than Dobbin at this point.
Sorry, other than Dobbin, who have I got?
Ings and Dunk.
Dunk, I'll put Dunk in. Who's the other one I got?
Ings.
Can I put Ings in instead of Trippier? Is that allowed? Can you put a striker in instead of a defender?
Well, what you could
so long as you've got a recognisable formation.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'll put Ings in instead of Trippier. And then I'd have Ings, Kane, Sterling, Grealish. It starts to look pretty nice, doesn't it? Have I got Webster? I often wonder whether I've got Webster.
No, you haven't.
I can tell you about Danny Ings is that it's a double game week for Aston Villa this week, and the second game they have is against Leeds United, who historically have not been averse to letting our opponents score a goal.
Danny, if you're listening, can your producer just email my agent and get Ings in?
This is the darker side of FPL, isn't it?
It's like a doping scandal. This is corruption. As John was saying, we would get you a prize if you beat us both.
Okay.
So if you do score more points than us this game week,
yeah.
I don't know, what would we get you? Maybe maybe a signed photo of Jan Molby. I know that you're a big fan of his.
I love Jan Molby.
We've talked about autographs. Maybe Jan Molby. Do you have Jan Molby? Oh, no, because you've got Golden Simpson and Cryer. So maybe Molby becomes the fourth.
I wouldn't mind Molby becoming a fourth. I mean, Molby was, for me, he's very easy to have. He's a very easy person to have as your favourite footballer. There's so much going on. He's not the same shape as the others. He's got the Scouse accent, and it's surprising. He plays in a way that not many others did play.
I'm looking at a signed Jan Molby, and I can tell you financially, that is within reach. So, good news for Jan Molby fans.
Wow,
not a bit about.
Do you think you could do your framing trick and still keep it within budget?
Yeah, we can get you. Oh, we can get you a frame, Jan Molby. Yeah, that's, you know, we'll get you an in frame. Would you like Lewis McGugan to sign it as well to lower the value for resale? Or
Yeah. Why don't you put McGugan on it so I'm never tempted to sell it?
And name the book, because we've been very dismissive of, you know, just, I think, comedy in general, but certainly poetry is an art form. He's looking across at the bookshelf to remind himself.
I know what my book's called. It's called Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush. And that's a good title, actually, because if you Google it, you get the nursery rhyme. It's published by, you know, Utter and Press, and designed by the fantastic Emily Juniper. And, you know, we've managed to sort of hook it up so it's now you can get it in shops.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks,
well,
Tim.
Done. Well done, mate.
Pleasure.
My back is giving me terrible jip, John.
Yes, from sleeping on the spare bed.
Yeah, and it's just never fully recovered. Oh, man. I find myself simpering and whimpering. I had to bend down earlier to just get some stuff out of my bag. And I can
Nothing
hear myself
worse than
going,
back pain.
Ooh, like that, like a dog.
I mean, everyone says there's nothing worse than with the thing they have. There's nothing worse than toothache, or there's nothing worse than, you know, tinnitus.
I don't
want
to say
it's very, very bad and debilitating.
I mean, there's always something wrong with me.
Yes.
Gout, chest infections, back pain, my skin's a mess. It's very rare that I have a week where I'm just fine.
Almost as if you're cursed.
You reckon?
I think so, mate. But you're doing better at FPL, so maybe that's the offset. Maybe you have to accept, if you want to do better at FPL, you know, look back on those early weeks when you were getting hammered. I think you lost in 9 of the first 10. Your body was actually in relatively good nick then. So, you know, perhaps it's a Dorian Gray thing. Perhaps as your fantasy team flourishes, the body that created it, the hideous cracked spine and hooked fingers that press the iPhone, are decaying.
Any tips you can give me on dealing with back pain, by the way, hello@cpfpl.com. It would be very, very welcome. You can't concentrate, can you? You know the problem as well is, I keep thinking I need the toilet when I don't, if you see what I mean.
Right. You usually do, though, so how are you able to tell the difference?
I just have to keep going and see what happens. Genuinely. It's quite frustrating.
Seem like a man who can pretty much defecate at will. I imagine most of the time you go, you could do something.
I certainly used to be before the weight loss. Obviously I was just eating all the time, so there was always, you know, it was always a load of chamber.
Oh, no, sausage machines.
Yeah, all I had to do was just pull the trigger. This is Jacinda. I am in quite a lot of physical discomfort, and I'm sure some of our listeners have had back pain in the past. I'm not asking for sympathy. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to end this podcast in a pathetic way.
Right. I mean, you know, it just seems like that's the way it's going, though, doesn't it? It just seems like, you know, I'm depressed because of Bielsa. You're in physical pain. The world is on fire. Sometimes you just got to hold your hands up and say, you know, thank goodness for FPL. Wish everyone a good double game weeks coming up for the likes of Watford, Aston Villa, Leeds United. Again, it's not your big six. Not your big six with a double game week coming up, is it? What do you do? You've got no free hit left. You've got no wild card left.
Well, I might have to take minus points.
You've got home games for Wolves against Watford and Crystal Palace. But Wolves been a little flaky of late, let's be honest. You've got Leeds United playing twice. Will they get a new manager boost? We certainly hope so. As a Nottinghamshire Forest fan, I'm sure you wish Leeds all the best away at Leicester. And then it's a crucial game home to Aston Villa. You've got double games for Watford. But again, is that a team you want to back against Arsenal and away at Wolves? What do you do, hot shot? What do you do?
Oh, is that a speed reference?
Yes, it
Pop
is.
Pop quiz, hard chat. There's a bum on a bus. Great film.
I kind of like that.
It'll hold. Oh, what a film. Well, you know, we should watch that together. You know what we should do is just get together, get really drunk and watch Speed.
It's a date. That's all we've got time for this week. The next podcast will be out on Monday evening.
Remember to send us new format ideas and, crucially, forfeit ideas. And but anything that comes to mind. Maybe you just want a bit of life advice.
Yeah, you've got your swagger up since you won a couple of weeks, aren't you? Really begging for the forfeit ideas now, aren't you?
Oh, are you upset?
Oh, I don't like doing them and I don't like losing.
Well, get used to it because it's happening a lot. Tweet us at ComediansFPL. Email us hello@cpfpl.com. Oh, and leave a review. I keep forgetting to say this. Leave us a 5-star review. Leave us a written review. It helps other people find the show. We make this show for free, right? You get it for free. So the least you can do is write a nice review. Even if you're saying 5 stars, I'm writing this review because they told me to. Good luck in game week 28. Bye.
Bye.